bless them. God's going to bless them. Where's the memory verse? Oh, several. Psalm 73, 18. What's it say? I'm sorry, 24. What's 24 say? Let me ask it that way. What's Psalm 73, 24 say? Not bad. Not bad. Let's try it together. Psalm 73, 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Good. Again. Great. Again.
Psalm 73, 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me glory.
Wonderful. One more time.
Psalm 73, 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me glory.
Amen.
My uncle, but he trusted in Christ, and I have hope, and I for that. It's just encouraged me this week of how real it is. This is just a drop in the bucket, and the rest of the time we'll be looking at him. And I love him this morning.
Well, you've been my life. When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not really trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So thank you. controls this whole universe. How could I ever question his ability? There's no place that I can go that he doesn't know.
I think he's going to do it. I'm starting to wonder there a little bit, but I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to take care of us. He's not going to quit now. He's been taking care of us. Brother Boyd, glad to see you today. How about you praying for us? Amen. Thank you, Brother Boyd. Brother Boyd, you don't have to worry about missing those senior dinners. We just had some Vienna sausage and some Campbell's soup. And some of them Stewart sandwiches. You didn't miss much.
When I get back, I'll fix you some goat meat. How's that?
Okay.
Goat meat and rice.
That'd be perfect.
No.
That'd be perfect. Okay.
Okay, we may have venison.
Okay. Where are we at? In the Bible, where are we at? Last week, we were in the book of 2 John. This week we'll be going to be in 3 John. I hope so. Let's read a little bit. Some things haven't changed here. We've got the same truth going on. The second epistle, it's kind of tricky to say it. That was last week. The second epistle last week had a theme of truth, if you remember, truth and love. Now this, it had a truth worth standing for. Now, this week in 3 John, there's going to be a truth worth working for. The second one, last week, showed a problem of welcoming deceivers into the church, which should not have been done.
Right.
This week, the third epistle shows the era of not receiving believers, which should have been done. This is the second shortest book in the Bible. And 2 John was the shortest. Now, the first eight verses, I'll read them here in a minute. They're about the exhorter, Gaius. Gaius was an exhorter. Then we're going to see the egotist and then an example, good example maybe. Let's start off in 3 John, verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius. Now, 2 John was to a lady. This 3 John is to a man. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, 2 John was anonymous. who it was to. Now he's going to name names now.
Yeah.
Now it's to Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So he's concerned about both, his soul and his health. Verse 3, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth. Now that's what you believe is the truth. I hope you believe the truth. That is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth, and that would be your behavior. My belief in the first half of the verse is going to affect my behavior in the second half of the verse. Then verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Boy, you can put that in concrete, couldn't you? Well, I love it right there. It's good to get a good report from the kids, from the young'uns, that they're doing, that they're walking straight, headed the right direction. Verse 5, beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Here's the truth again. And Gaius liked walking in the truth. 2 John warns the lady about false teachers. 3 John here, he encourages Gaius about the true prophets. Go ahead and receive the true prophets. Let's look at some things about truth here. Truth is very important. Ephesians 4:15. Number one, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
I like it if it's exciting, but number one, it's got to be true. And the truth is exciting. The truth is. Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. See, the truth is fertile. You get around where the truth is and you'll grow up.
Yeah.
You'll grow up. Brother Tom already mentioned the Bible Institute. Boy, it's fun, but it's a lot of truth, and it's helping Brother Rick grow up.
Yeah.
It's what it's doing. The truth is fertile. It'll help us to grow up. It'll help us grow. Like putting fertilizer on the garden. St. John 17:17. Just a straight old Bible will help me grow up. It's full of truth. It is the truth. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The truth is pure. The truth will set you apart. The truth will set you free. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, though. But the truth will help you. I'd rather, we've talked about that before. What if you got a bunch of degrees, climbed the wall of success, the ladder of success, and you get to the top and you find out it was leaning against a bunch of lies like evolution. See, I'd rather be over here on the first rung of the ladder and just know a little bit and know it's true, rather than know a whole lot and it be false.
Amen.
Be based on false. It's pure. The truth is pure. John chapter 8, verse 32. I really don't know very many things. I know I'm wrong. I know he's good. The Bible's true. There's not much left other than that. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. For 21 years I was bound up in sin, and the Lord came along. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and he set me free. See, I didn't know which way was up. I was a space cadet. I thought we had to be good, and I'd give up. I figured out I wasn't, and I'd done give up. Oh, I'm glad he sets you free. The truth will set you free. Joshua 23. Joshua Joshua 23, verse 14. And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. See, the truth is sure. The truth is popular. You can depend on it. You can take it to the bank. You can rely on it. You can trust it. The truth is sure. It's sure. You can depend on it. Proverbs 12, 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. See, there's victory in truth. You got the truth this morning. You're on the winning side. You got Jesus in your heart and the Bible in your hand. You're ahead of 99% of the world. You got victory. There's victory in Jesus. There's victory in the truth. That's what John's telling us in 3 John. The 2 John last week warns us about being too soft. 3 John this week is going to warn us about being too hard. 2 John last week warns about being a deceiver. 3 John this week warns against a dictator. In the Old Testament, a lot of times, even their spirituality was measured by their prosperity. Like God blessed Abraham and he had so many camels and so many sheep and so many horses. And the New Testament, though, is different. It's not based on health and wealth. There's a health and wealth gospel going around, which is a lie.
Right.
They say if you got a lot of faith, you'll have a lot of money or whatever, a lot of vehicles, a lot of Cadillacs, stuff like that. Well, that's going to be hard to find in the Bible. It'll be hard to find. In the New Testament now, God's people get spiritual blessings. We get the other two. We get the other two. But there's no such thing as a name it and claim it gospel.
Right.
Not in the Bible. There is on TV. Not in the Bible. There's no such thing as the gospel of prosperity. There is on TV where nothing's real, where nobody works. On there, they got it. But it's not in the Bible. You're not going to find it in here. There's nothing particularly blessed about being poor, but nothing particularly blessed about being rich either. The Lord's on our side. If you got the Lord, you are rich. Let's look at that. Proverbs 30, verse 8 and 9. The ground's level at the foot of the cross. Remove far from me vanity and lies, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord, or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of the Lord in vain. See, I like vanities. I like them. It wouldn't be bad at all if that's what we had, which I was just jerking on Boyd there, you know. Gaius had the reputation that he walked in the truth.
Right.
That'd be a great reputation. That's what I'd like to do, and I don't really want to be a horse trader. I just ended up that way. I'd like to walk in the truth like Gaius did. He stood up for the truth. He was walking in the truth. And John had led him to Christ. And this is one of his spiritual children. And he said, I had no greater joy than to hear that Gaius is walking in the truth. I hope you hear that about me someday. Maybe I'll start walking in the truth. And this privilege was extended to Gaius. Gaius means of the earth. He was a down-to-earth guy. a down-to-earth fella. Wasn't showy. He wasn't a show horse. He's a workhorse. And that's what I would like to be. That's what I'd like to be. He was godly Gaius. Well-beloved. Because he was close to Christ. It's why he was close to the Lord. And Gaius walked in the truth. He walked in the Word. That's going to help me right there. He'd withstood some attacks and some hurts from without. And he'd helped believers and strangers and traveling missionaries and traveling ministers. And in the godly way, he had helped them out. Now, verse 9, the second division. Here's a different bird right here. I'm in 3 John now, verse 9. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Now, John wrote a letter, and Diotrephes, he didn't even want the church to have it. Didn't want John around, I don't reckon. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Now this Diotrephes is a bird of a different color.
Right.
That's not who I want to go trout fishing with. That's not who I want to go deer hunting with.
Right.
Actually, he's messing up the church. He's a troublemaker. He's threatened some of the members.
Right.
And he likes to form a clique around himself and have his own little group. And he got a little bit of authority enough to reject John's letter and maybe even John. And he'd stopped the church from having traveling preachers. He wanted to be the kingpin. He wanted to be the one. He'd forced some people out of the church and he did not leave behind a good testimony, only division.
Right.
That's his Diotrephes. He was divisive. He loved recognition. He liked to be preeminent up front. He liked to be the leader. He wanted people to recognize him. He wanted to be the most important. He wanted people coming to him for advice and counsel. He wanted them to seek his opinion first above the others. This is Diotrephes we're talking about. He wanted all the new ideas and the new ministries to be run by him and get his approval first before they did them. And he wanted to sit in on the major discussions in all the business meetings. He wanted to have the lead. He wanted the major say-so. He wanted the right to approve or disapprove. He wanted to be up front. He wanted to be the big dog, Diotrephes. Let's check it out in Matthew 23:12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. One day the chickens are going to come home to roost, and he'll get his just due. In other words, Diotrephes, he wanted to be the local pope. He wanted to be up front. He wanted to be the one. He didn't do good. He wasn't of God. He did evil. He had no vision for God. Let's try Philippians 2, 3, and 4 on that. Said, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. You don't want to be a Diotrephes. He was destroying the church. He was destroying the testimony of the church and the fellowship of the church and the spirit of the church and the enthusiasm of the church. And that's not what we need. Let's go back to 3 John now, verse 12. Now we're back to the good, okay? Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. Demetrius is who we'd want to be like, or Gaius. He probably is the one that carried the letter of 3 John to the church, from John to the church. He had a strong testimony among believers. He had a strong testimony for walking in the truth. He was highly esteemed. Probably who Diotrephes opposed. Probably he's the traveling preacher he didn't want to hear from. He's willing to deliver the letter and deal with the problem of division. He wishes peace and sends greetings. And then 13 and 14. Back to John now, really. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. Now what he's saying is he's coming this way. He said, I'm coming that way. I'm on the way. I will go ahead and tell you he's coming this way. He's on the way today. The Lord's going to come. And he's going to straighten out everybody, the Diotrephes and the Gaiuses and the Demetrius. He's going to hand it all the way it's supposed to be. He's coming this way. He said, greet the friends by name. And the Lord Jesus called the sheep by name. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down in Christ's name.